So all day I've been admiring and enjoying the submissions on GWA and similar sites around Valentine's Day. And it's just amazing the range of approaches and moods, you know, everything from romantic to kinky to rapey to raunchy to fantasy, just everything really. It's amazing. Something for everyone, or a few things for most people. But underneath it all, I've just been feeling this great affection, you know, this, or I should say, this desire to convey affection, whether it be a Valentine's message or an anti-Valentine's message. I'm really rambling now, but what I really wanted to say was, I've been thinking all day about kissing. I actually heard another performer rambling about kissing and the intimate nature of kissing. You know, so many times when, for those of us who fill scripts, you know, there will be like this cue in parentheses, kissing, or kissing noises, or mouth noises, and so forth. Yeah. But I've just sort of been meditating today about just kissing. Remember when you were younger, or maybe not even when you were younger, just any time. Whether you're partnered or not, the time before that, the time just before that, when you were getting to know that person better, or you were wanting to get to know that person better. In that moment when they're talking to you and you are just looking at their lips and you can barely concentrate on what they're saying, you know what I'm talking about. And sometimes you might find yourself or yourselves just making small talk and babbling on and on and on. Just while you're both just dying to kiss each other or to share that first kiss. And usually, I think this is the case. Oftentimes, the first kiss, there's just kissing, right? Not like in scripts, so much where you kiss a bit and then next thing you know, you're, you know, doing the nasty, as we like to say. So originally I wanted just to make a 2-minute kissing audio, which I think I will actually edit to make two versions. One version with this long ass ramble, which is actually the build up to the first kiss. No? You might find yourself rambling. Like, so much looking forward to that first kiss, and yet not dreading it, but you know what it is, I think it's, oh, it's such a sweet memory. It gives me the shivers just to think about it. Not dreading, of course not dreading the first kiss, but dreading that moment before your first kiss, because once you've kissed, then you've already kissed. And, yeah, it won't be in your future anymore, ever, again, with that person. Because, you know, there can only be one first kiss with that person. So, wow, I just talked for 6.5 minutes. Which, it won't be 6.5 minutes for you, but... So, let me take you through our first kiss, then. And finally, the chatter dies down. And the moment is here, finally. There's no escaping it. And our faces come closer to each other. And I'm still looking into your eyes, but you're so close I can also see the details of your face, your skin, even your pores. And the outline of your lips, your upper lip, your lower lip. And there, I can just now feel your warm breath. You're breathing very lightly, as if you don't want to disturb the balance. You don't want to change anything. You don't want me to change my mind. I won't change my mind. And I'm trying to decide, should I kiss you first? Or should I wait and let you come to me? There. You're coming to me. The first kisses are just the lips. But the lips are just slightly open. So there's that promise of more. And it's usually me. Well, I shouldn't say usually, like I do this all the time, but you know. Anyway, it's usually me that loses patience first. Let my lips open more. Invite you in. And I just let, just the tip of my tongue go inside your mouth. And I'll probably put my hands now, either on your thigh. Probably one hand on your thigh and the other hand in your hair, or behind your neck, depends if you have long hair or
short hair or shaved, bald, what have you. Eyes. Oh, finally. Oh, our tongues meet. And just exploring just inside each other's mouths. Not like, you know, trying to drown me in tongue or anything. Or are you? Oh God, I love lip kissing. I mean, tongue is nice, but I want to know what you can do with those lips. Yes, put your hands on me now. Oh yes, you might pull away. Oh God, kiss my jawline. Kiss my neck. Kiss behind my ear. Oh yes. Oh, your breath is so warm. And all I can think about is how your mouth will feel later or another time. On my body. But right now, I just want you to kiss me. And that's how it was.